Hey, it's a Justa the Medusa. If I'm here, that really means they're scraping the bottom of the NPC barrel. Whatever. Previously on the Legion of Red Hob.
You know, I'm giving you this because it's kind of awesome.
Wait, is this a dinosaur potion or a...
Could I sell the other eye?
We're not quite sure what happened to him between then and now. But apparently he pissed off some powers that be or something because then he got the name Trucebreaker. We're not sure what the truce was, but he fucked some shit up.
Seems like such a nice guy.
Well then, Jesus Christ.
We keep using that as an expletive. Well, I don't know.
Canon. He exists in this world.
Coral wants you to go to war. Needs you to
finally. Go to war.
Don't raise your gross, fishy voices and follow me into the shade.
Alright.
You got your fishmen combed the desert from end to end, and you move further westward. On the horizon, you see a large mountain, center east. As you move closer towards it, you see another line of soldiers. They appear to be frogmen. Bullywogs. And standing atop the mountain, you hear a voice.
Well, hey there, Swift Hands!
Well, hey there, no coat!
Fuck you! I lost a finger, you bitch!
How does we got blitzkrieg this?
She's like, get him!
I'm going to bring over Naimi, and I'm gonna just hand Sigmund to Naimi, and Naimi's just gonna go nuts, and, like, tear him to pieces and start eating him.
No, I got this.
They're just gonna, like, rout the rest of the Bullywugs and, like, just destroy them completely.
Alright, as I walk up...
I hope he's not on Kimmy.
Hold on, I walk up to Dragon Fate, or Dragon Arms, and I'm like...
He's like...
Good prank, bro! This ain't no prank, bro. This is for stealing my girlfriend and sister!
Bites his throat, cuts it out with my own... Like teeth,
normal teeth. Normal
yeah,
teeth.
You know, normal dragon teeth.
Then search his body.
Okay. Oh, this is how it ends, lad. My beard's gone, but at least I'm dying with the rocks like a good dwarf would.
Heretic, this will show you that you shouldn't put ornaments in your beards. And then I cast Sacred Flame on him. And
oh God!
Do you look at the fire?
No.
Walks away.
One of the Kutama is like, oh God, oh shit. Holding up the charm like Zelda.
Oh my God.
He's like, give me that pizza!
Illusion something, Tony.
I a minor illusion some pizza, but it has like a pair of bird wings on it and it's flying away.
Alright.
Give me the shard and you get the pizza.
No, he's like chasing after it. He's like, I want the pizza!
I wanted to ask him where he found it, but I don't think I'm getting an answer.
And now, Legion of Red Hob, episode 17. Starring Winston as Lenny Swifthands, Chris as Dragonface, Andrew as Mazzetto, and Tony as the High King Sibo.
Just to get out of your system though, right? Oh,
that will never be out of my system.
WWDD.
Dragonface too. Imagine when I have my dick back. It's probably like
three options. It's like rape it, murder it, burn it.
If we get our wish, I'm wishing for Dragonface not to get his
wish. Okay, so
I wish for two so it cancels.
Just so you're aware, if Dragonface actually literally tries to rape anything, I will kill him.
Rape check?
Yeah, is there a rape check?
Yes, you can try. And when if you roll anything lower than a 20, I'm killing you.
Grab
it. Yeah,
it turns out, she was in.
Well, you can only restrain people if you have.
And she had the teeth. Like
I would just lose my dick that way. I wouldn't die.
No. That's how so many people in teeth died from that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, realistically.
Realistically, well, there's no hospital, and also Mazzetto will be laughing. I saw teeth.
I saw the Wikipedia page for teeth.
Why? Well, I, not to Chris, to Clark. The Wikipedia page is about as close as I want to get.
Yeah, no, I wanted to see vagina with teeth, so damn it, I saw it! There was some, I made some interesting friends during college. Anyway.
Rapist. Alright, continuing on.
So, the sun is now rising.
Oh, we were alive for that?
Huh?
We were alive for all that conversation?
Yeah, that whole
thing. Oh, I hope TV
can be president now.
Oh, yeah, I want that on there.
So, the sun is becoming visible as the Kutoa is running away chasing an illusionary pizza. There are about 20 Kuotoas left, and
you know what it sounds like? That, like,
the
remember Bionicles? Like, yeah. Makuta?
I was saying Kuotoa.
Oh, shit, that's what it was.
Kronozoa!
Did you base it off Bionicles?
Dino Pilot!
No, those are their D&D monsters.
No, they stole it from Bionicles!
So
So, the desert is now red with the blood of hundreds of these creatures. And 20 or so Kuotoas are... You can't get... Dragon Face starts eating sand. There are 20 or so...
Lots of protein.
There are 20 or so Kuotoas left, including the leader, and Namie's still alive, so he's still...
Oh, good. I love that guy.
And so the leader Kuotoa is like, finally, we have conquered the surface! And the other 20 Kuotoas are like, yeah!
More metal music playing in the background.
Yeah,
that's all they know. The surface is this one area. And keep the records current.
Hey, they're one for one. They're doing pretty well.
As the sun is rising, he's like, be strong, brothers! We can take it! And the sun's like beating down on them. And they're like staring directly into it.
I want to save... Can we save Namie? I want to save Namie.
You can probably save them all if you... If
I don't want to save them all. Okay. I just want to save Namie. I'll put like a blanket over him or something.
Do you have a blanket?
I have a crowbar.
I'll save Namie by beating him to death.
Wait.
You can knock him unconscious.
I have a net.
That won't cover
it. I'll gladly knock him unconscious. Roll one for that. Two, did not punch him, but he's not knocked him out.
Dragon Face, like, whoops, Namie in the back of his head. He, like, slowly turns his, like, his neck, but his body stays stationary. He's like, thank you.
All right, I have orange fairy skin. I wrap that over his head.
All right, you don't need to roll for that.
I need to roll for this?
No.
Need to roll. I feel like I can handle
that. Dragon Face flops around randomly trying to calm down Namie. He's like, thank you, Master, for the darkness. Alright, so you're surrounded by dead frogmans, dead Kuotoas, dead dragon arms, a very crispy Kyojin, and a very stepped on Signet.
Oh, I'd like to say something to Mizzetto.
Kimmy Quickfingers is the only person missing.
Alright, well, I'm going to turn to Mizzetto and go, hey, Mizzetto. I know this is gonna hurt, putting my hand on his shoulder, literally and figuratively in the game, and I go, but before Dragon Arms died, he wanted me to tell you that he was the one who burned down your village.
No! So Mizzetto will never know vengeance because Dragon... He's killed.
I'd like to do a perception check to see if he's lying. Okay.
I'd like to roll for lying.
I'm too distraught. Would this be a perception?
It's insight.
Oh, insight.
Alright, roll for
19.
Alright, I like to whisper to Lenny and go, it's better this way.
Why?
He won't kill me.
How many coins you got on you?
I'll give you 2. 5.
Hey, Mizzetto!
6.
Crazy story.
I'm rolling for this.
What are you rolling for?
You can't persuade me. I can't persuade you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It was 3 anyway. Well, how much do you want?
20.
Sold.
Where's the wow, Lenny Swifthand's cheaper than I expected.
Yeah, you I only, like 200.
Yeah, you only had 200 for killing.
Well, he didn't tell me how much he had. Plus, what do I have to gain?
That's a good point. Basilius Hogan's angel-like doll hair.
Oh yeah, the skull of Boss Hogan.
Yeah.
Well, since he's dead, I can only do one thing: hunt down his girlfriend and sister.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Kill their family.
So, Mizzetto has a new task now: to kill the entire dragon clan.
Racist.
Except me.
Who says except you? Your last.
Yeah, at least I got more time that way.
I want to harvest dragon arms.
Harvest him.
Well, I already took his giant dragon arms.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I'm
like, you mean, little... like, skin him?
Well, is he still a giant snake?
He's covered with rubble right now.
He changed back. And
yeah.
Oh, okay, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, him and Drake. Yeah,
that's why we had, like, I bit his throat out.
Yeah, yeah, I thought when you killed him as a snake, he died as a snake.
Yeah, no,
so I was hoping for some sweet, sweet snake eyes.
You can get some gross-ass dragon eyes.
Which is brutal as fuck.
I'll go for that. We could probably make a dragon potion out of that.
Dragon folk potion. Or a dragonborn potion.
Is that how that works? Like, if I grab a... If I kill a bunny right now, I can make...
See, there's probably some process to it.
That's not how magic works, guys.
It works for the T-Rex.
Hey, hey,
something
Cibu,
works,
can't we just,
not everything.
Hey, Cibu, can't we just, like, magic our way to victory? Like, we can just get all the things immediately? Can we build scale Cibu, mail?
Can you grant wishes?
Yes.
Cibu the genie?
Yes.
Will you get me horse?
Maybe. If you're good.
Okay. Sign me up.
Alright, well, is anyone not burnt up, shrunk, or under rubble enough for me to search their corpse for loot?
You can search all the frog and fish men.
Well,
yeah,
I think we are.
Will.
They've got, like, a lot of sticky shit weapons.
And Lenny searches for 2 days.
Yeah, Lenny is going to be searching for 2 hours, so yeah.
I'm
going to
take Kyojin's ashes.
Okay.
And spread them. Over your
is
own
he,
beard?
Is he ashes or is he like...
You said he was burned to a crisp.
So okay, well, ashes. Fine, yeah, sure. Okay.
If he's not cremated, he'll probably do it with sacred flame or whatever.
Can I do okay. a perception to find, like, whatever frogman would have the better loot? Like, I assume high-ranking officers.
Okay, yeah.
20,
oh, wow. Cool. Okay, Lenny Swifthands sees a brilliantly adorned, well, more so than his shitty frog brethren, and he searches his corpse to find one very very good condition loot.
Yeah.
Fucking take it.
He was obviously the battle musician. He was the bard.
I'm going to take this. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to become a bard.
Go find that general for the frog guys who is like calling out Alpha and Bravo commands that no one understood. He
no,
seemed like he
that was just
of
like
stuff.
A dude. He was getting desperate. He was like, okay, guys, do something.
The battle was not going their way.
No, it was not. Which made no sense. I rolled shittily like the whole time. Like,
yeah, no, they got their asses handed to them.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, their asses were on a plate.
Dragon Arms, I think, out of everyone, rolled the best.
Yeah, no, he actually kind of pushed me back pretty much every time after I rolled good every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was weird.
Duckface did fucking terrible. Holy shit, I think he rolled correctly once out of, like, the 10 times.
And the rest of the time he's choking. He's like...
Yeah, it was at the end when, like, we were already going to win anyway.
Okay, guys. Right. So, Lenny
back
finds
to
a
business.
Loot. Right, Lenny, do you give up after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
About damn time. We also let's short rest while we're... I short rest while I'm waiting for him to do all that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I'm actually not wounded as
well.
It turns
out. We'll take a short rest anyway, because figuratively, you probably did get hurt during the fight.
I assume,
but we
T-Rex,
didn't do
I
damage.
Assume it's like Animorphs, where once I change out of my animal body, I'm healed.
90s reference.
Animorphs? That is some of the dopiest book covers.
Shut up!
I think in my next campaign, it would be an Animorph.
That's fair.
The guy made a ton of money, the guy who made those book covers.
It was a girl, I think. Oh, no, the guy who made
it. Because it was, like, before modern Photoshop, really, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was just disgusting.
It was cool. Shut up.
You can just make human
audience, put in your comments if animorphs are cool or lame.
Yeah.
Correct answer is they're cool.
Like, comment, or subscribe if you like animorphs. This is the Animorphs Podcast.
Or Transformers Beast Wars.
Sign our petition to bring back animorphs.
There was a TV show for animorphs at one point. It was really bad.
Yeah.
Don't watch the TV show, audience.
Everyone watch the TV show.
The ideas were ahead of the technology.
It was like maybe the Transformers in shadows. It was not well thought out. Anyway,
the tiger on
set. That's the D&D portion of this.
You know, we're gonna do that Law of the Sun watch through.
Oh yeah,
we should watch through an episode, like the first episode of the Animorphs show.
I'd be down with it. It's like not enjoyable though. It's I guess maybe it would be with like beer and like people to talk to. Yeah, but 15-year-old Chris watching it after reading the whole book series was like
23-year-old Chris watching it.
I watched Digimon last week. No lie, I like
the
my girlfriend. No, because that one's in Japanese and I can't understand it. No, like my girlfriend, I tried to rewatch the whole first one. It was really bad in its first season.
I tried to watch it a couple of years ago.
Once you get to the second or third season, though, it's pretty good again.
Good.
Back to D&D, though.
Yeah, back to D&D. This is the Animorphs Podcast. All right, guys. Well,
guys.
We didn't get the shard last time, correct?
Yes. We acquired
one shard from a very eager Kutoa who won.
Oh, yes.
That's why we had the pizza. So we have them all now. I vote we hold it hostage from Fishman because he's probably going to turn on us as soon as we get it to him.
Frogman.
Right.
Yeah. No, Fishman's your bro.
Equally, right. He could... We need to get the dicks back, though.
We do need the dicks back.
Like, so why don't we give it to him, get the dicks back... And then you can give him the double trident treatment.
Well, we can't because we'll never kick his ass.
I think we're strong enough.
I don't think we're strong enough to take
him. Think how we killed Boss Bogan.
That was cheating, and also we won't have a chandelier in the
middle
of the desert.
Maybe we could get him under a chandelier.
I say we...
Plot
you know what? I actually have a... I have a plan. We go back to the temple with Tornado Pants, and we ask him... What happens if we were to have all the shards? He can't get all the shards.
Shit, I like that.
Because we already gave three of them to the other dude, but at least if he says, oh, the world will fucking end, we can be like, well, maybe our dicks aren't worth that. We can get the dicks through Tornado Pants instead.
That's genius. I like that.
I think we should rest before we do
it. We did.
Yeah, we are.
We did. Where were you at? Staying away?
We just ended the battle.
Like a bitch?
No, yeah, he had
he had the 2 hours, and I said we all rest.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fair. No, good question from Mazetta, though.
Yeah, great.
Plot point for me. No, just kidding. No plot point.
Tony, what do you think about meeting Tony?
I'm using the plot point for rest again.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Okay, that's all aboard Duckface.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
And we'd have to go through the drider one again.
Oh, they seem like they were fine.
Guys, I got brand new about that, if you don't recall.
Did we burn it down?
Yes. Dragonface and Mazetta obliterated that statue.
Wait.
Oh
shit.
That's correct.
Forgot about that.
But if you recall correctly... Oh, pop quiz! There is one other statue like that you have seen already. Where is it?
Fuck.
Like
is that the one in the...
Check?
Was it in the crater?
Mm-mm.
Was it in the boat?
No.
Was it in the city?
Yes.
Ah. Is it at the college?
It was the college.
Mm-mm.
Shit, no, it was in the beginning, right? When you walk in?
Farther away.
History check. Penalty. To remember my own history.
No, this is just me asking you guys. I was going to tell you about this.
I forgot where. I know it's in the city somewhere. I thought it was...
It's either in the penultimates or like...
Why would they have a statue?
It's either at the penultimates,
is it
HQ,
the brothel?
The brothel, the inn, the marketplace, or Beard Lord's
place. It has to be the marketplace.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Alright, you guys chew on this for a sec. Hey, audience, it's in the town square next to the city council. Forgot.
We didn't remember.
They didn't remember. Classic them.
Alright, well, let's get on Duckface and head back to the city then. All aboard.
Okay. Going quackers.
Alright, we can go back there. Are we there yet?
Alright, well, Duckface makes his way back through the desert, and you see the trail of smoke leading that was eclipsing the sun is now heading back a little bit south of your position. Continue onward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we care.
Equally, we could track that back to potentially what's-his-face?
Well, I don't think we want to, because then...
Well, if we've already decided that we might get our asses kicked, then let's just ignore it.
I would say we just ignore it, because we should just go to the statue, because, like I said, he'd probably be less likely to burn the whole city down.
And Trucebreaker could... If we find Trucebreaker, he could just yank it out of our hands, become powerful or something.
I assume betray us, because that's totally what
it's his name. We might as well be Evil McGee.
All right, so we continue heading to the city.
Continue the city.
All right, so the adventuring crew continues on to the city rather quickly on their duck companion, who is now firmly under Dragonface's control.
Oh, no.
And they make their way back to the main entrance to the south.
Okay.
Continue onward.
Let's go to that statue.
Dismount the duck. Dismount the duck. Everyone heads back into the city and makes their way back towards the city hall, where a statue waits for them in the town square on a fountain.
Rub it. Like a lamp. Does it work?
No.
That was worth a shot.
You guys recall what you did last time to get it to work.
Make fun of him?
Just came alive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did just come alive. Mm-hmm.
You did it very specifically.
I piss on it.
History check.
That should get him to come out.
Okay, so again,
chances are that's what we did last time, just because Dragonface does it to everything.
Again, I have to mention, you have no dick, therefore you cannot piss.
I guess we didn't do it last time.
Maybe you pooped on
it. You did not.
Try to take the jewels or something.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Damn it.
Did we throw something?
You did something? Did you pray to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, do it. Do it.
Didn't you talk to your deity or something to, like, get the okay first?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I'm misremembering this. Someone else might have prayed to it. But someone definitely prayed to the thing.
I think it was my
opinion. Tornado pants. Let me see your pants in person.
That's your prayer?
Amen.
Fuck it.
Good enough.
So amidst the town where everyone's hustling and bustling around suddenly a lightning strike appears from the sky, and El Ryford's statue is awoken.
Bass guitar is like,
dum. How big is this statue?
It's about 9 feet tall. Right. Still with emerald eyes and bespeckled. He has glasses, and he's ripped, and he's got tornado pants, which are rotating.
Which actor would you say he looks like?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Was he human?
Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Well, what kind of actor? Sorry.
The
Iron Sheik.
I was
thinking The Rock.
Like a white The Rock.
Oh, perfect.
Rock is white.
Yeah.
This is Dwayne Johnson. Oh. He's The Rock. He's Samoan.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey there. Hey, Tornado Pants, remember us?
He looks down at you and he's like, oh.
So we have some questions.
I look at my son and go,
very well, speak.
So you know Trucebreaker? Remember you talked to him hilariously last time we were here?
Please stop bringing up this guy.
Hey, Dragonface, call him again.
I'm from here.
No, we gotta
ask this question before Trucebreaker shows up.
So we've been gathering these 4 shards. Are you familiar with these? And I hold up the shard.
Okay, Lunny, roll a dexterity save.
Oh, shoot, you're holding up the crystal?
No, he's snabbing that from you.
Tony, use mage hand to hold it.
That can only hold 5 pounds.
That's like the shard's like, not.
I don't think.
Yeah, but when that's opposed by, like, a god's strength pulling it from my hand. Yeah,
that's true.
I think I prefer acrobatics.
Do we have time to react to everything, or is he just doing
this? Lenny's the other one who has time to react.
That was not a good
roll. 15.
All right, so Lenny Swift-Hens does a backflip as El Ryford, like within a blink of an eye, just like his hand is right where the shard was, like ninja-like reflexes.
Dragon face attack!
I eat the shard.
Do it!
I eat it.
All right.
Alright, so,
And I flick him off, dude. With, like, one good finger and, like, one stump.
One stump. Dragon Face, you're gonna need to roll a constitution check.
That's alright. It'll just explode.
Because he just ate this thing made of divine magic.
How about a Declaration of Independence check? Instead of a constitution check?
Stop it. Roll the damn check.
Okay. The 14 saving throw. Above your skills.
Where's that at?
Is that 16?
Okay, Dragon Face swallows the shard and he's flipping off El Rifer, and his insides explode.
Oh no!
Oh, no! What the shit? A 16 didn't work on
that? No!
Dragon Face! Jesus! How explosive was this?
Oh, it was pretty bad.
Oh no!
Dragon Face's insides are ripped apart. You can see his spine.
Oh no!
Is the shard there?
Yeah, the shard's just sitting, like, in his, like...
Okay, I'm gonna run and grab that.
Okay,
what hurt our hand?
Like, there are screaming people all around you right now.
This crazy shit just went down.
The statue came to life, the Dragon Man exploded.
I would hope Mazzetto would heal me at this point.
I don't know, man.
Is he too injured beyond my healing?
He's probably at, like, zero hit points right now.
Yeah, I would assume that's the point I'm at.
Yeah, okay.
Because your insides look...
He's probably still alive, but...
Dragon Face doesn't need his insides.
Just not...
Dragon Face, give me a good pain scream.
There's like hands on the inside, like, oh no!
It's like, does that sound like Shamu got stabbed with a trident?
Or is that not what I was looking for?
That's fine with me!
I'd like to roll a perception. What else is inside his stomach? Are there any dwarf skulls?
No, you see a couple fish heads though.
That's
like
surprising.
A bunch of sand.
Some blood.
Okay.
From all the bloody of the lick.
Oh, okay, Mazzetto. Doing your magic stuff.
Well, maybe we just have to, like, take him and run, because...
I'm dead! Have him heal me first!
Well, you're unconscious.
Mazzetto, if you do not heal Dragon Face, it's likely he's going to die.
Okay, fine. Cast Cure Wounds on him.
Okay. Because he's a stupid idiot who eats weird things for no reason.
I thought that was a good idea.
He has 0 points right now.
He is at 0 points, yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, better than nothing.
He adds in, like, his level and shit, too, so that's gonna be more than...
Wait, I have a plot point. I have plot points. That didn't happen.
This is not gonna happen.
Damn it.
That's not how plot points work.
Damn it.
I mean, if you want to add a chandelier to a situation, I can do that. Staircase?
You could have said, I forgot I swallowed that metal barrel before.
My stomach is lined with lead. I am fine.
Okay. Alright.
He's got 12.
I've got 12 now.
Okay.
I'm back up. And we better get this shard the fuck out of here. Tony, you got any magic? Oh, put it in your pocket dimension. He'll never get it there.
I don't think the pocket dimension can hold that much. It's like whatever Sergio can have on him, and he's pretty small.
Have him eat it.
And die.
And explode.
Sergio, no!
So this is all happening in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, right? There's like, Mazzetto healed you, but there's still like chunks of viscera and like blood everywhere around you. Like, there's like a comical like dragon face shaped stamp in the sidewalk.
It was something like this.
Oh. Visual jokes on an audio medium.
Yeah.
I'll cut this.
Alright, Lenny, go back, flip, Dragon Face exploded, everyone ran to Dragon Face side except Lenny. Because then he laughed.
Anyway.
Okay, so where's the crystal now? Sivo, could you
Sivo's
start?
Got it.
You want to start booking it and I'll continue talking to Tornado
Take it
to where would I run to the ship?
Jump on Duck Face and then run.
Okay, I cast Misty Step.
I
cast Misty Step, which lets me teleport 30 feet. How far away is
he's got, like, roller skates on
now. Duckface is at the... You're at the center of town, so you've got a lot of running to do.
How far away in feet?
Maybe we can distract him.
Well, I think he'll talk to us after this.
Yeah, how far away in feet?
are we talking about to where Duck Face is?
Tough call?
How much you run to this?
Maybe 200? I mean, you're in the middle of town. This place is a big place.
Wait, I'm gonna cast...
Move? No, it's a statue. Yeah, I imagine like, he's just chilling in the statue.
Just smiled at me.
Should I just... Should I zoop or should I not zoop?
I think we should all zoop.
I mean, should I spend like all my spell slots to zoop?
Nah.
Okay, I'll just cast Misty Step.
It's not like it's the actual guy, it's just a statue.
My Misty Step gets me 30 feet away. I think it was the actual guy,
because he's smiling.
How did we break that statue? We broke that statue pretty easily last time.
Okay, I got a point.
It was just you and who, Dragonface?
Yeah.
Teaming up to break a statue.
It was not moving at that time, though.
So,
break the legs.
He's got tornado pants.
Blow on them really hard.
So as you guys are contemplating, Elrifert, give me a sec.
Okay.
Elrifert lets out a lion-like roar and detaches himself from the stone base.
Oh fuck!
And now he can't actually fly with his tornado pants. So now he's sort of topping along the ground.
Okay.
He's like. Rah!
From what I've gotten from Flash, what way is the tornado going? We have to go the opposite.
I don't. Are the penultimates noticing this? I feel like they should be.
Oh yeah, everyone's freaking out. They're like rushing towards the scene, but I don't know what the penultimates.
Does it count as a creature or no?
Yeah.
Okay, I cast blindness on it.
Blind a god? Fuck you!
It's just a statue.
Okay. Do I have to do a roll for that?
Like a save.
Constitution saving throw.
Yeah. But it doesn't work against constructs and some other bullshit, I know that.
Oh, okay.
What does it say?
It doesn't say what it doesn't work against.
Oh, then maybe it just works out.
It just says choose one creature, and then it just talks about creatures.
Okay, yeah. Roll your save.
You.
That's you.
Oh, white people. Aaron Clark just dropped the dice.
Clark's the only white one of us.
Yeah, no, I'm 6 foot tall Samoan.
No, we're all 6 foot tall black men.
I got 14. That's probably plus 2. I don't have all reference stats in front of me.
We're expecting us to deal with him yet, were you?
So what would that be? What would he have to be?
Your spell safety.
What's your spell save?
Okay, so you beat it then.
Oh, no. The Elrifert's emerald eyes sparkle for a second, but he is not blinded, and now he's making chase, so I suggest you grab his fucking bucket.
You want to do what we did to the fishman? You make Truthbreaker, and I voice him, and maybe...
I think he's way smarter than Akuatoa. I'm just going to book it.
I thought I'd buy us like 10 seconds.
Well, I can just cast Misty Step and teleport 30 feet.
Yeah, but
so
we
I can
can't.
Zoop, zoop. Whoa.
Well, he's not going to fight us. He just wants the shard.
Yeah.
I think I have a plan. Tony, which I whispered to Tony.
Eat the shard.
Freaking the fuck out. Make another shard with your magic, and we'll fucking run away with the real one.
Oh, that's what I'll do.
Illusion of shard. Is that
I'm going to cast...
We can put both hands behind his back.
I'm pretty sure he'll be able to tell if it's the real thing. He's like a god.
He's a statue.
I'm going to cast Silent Image, which an image of a 15 by 15 foot object appears at a point in range. Purely visual. It can move, things can pass through it, blah, 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 blah. Creature can use its action and pass an intelligence investigation check against my spell save DC to discern in that it's an illusion.
Which means I'll rifle that to intelligence check it.
All right, so I'm going to throw a gold piece... But then cast Silent Image so it looks like I'm throwing the shard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it hits the ground, it's going to explode into like a bunch of shards in a 15 by 15 foot square.
Okay.
That's
smart.
Awesome. Yeah. And I will voice them.
Not the real shard!
I thought the eating thing was really going to do it for us.
I mean, I guess he would have just ripped you apart.
Probably.
I can run at least.
The gold piece.
Oh no.
And cast Silent Image, which I think is second level. No, level one. Okay. Okay.
So Sibo's magic says he does his little dance or whatever he's doing. he throws out a billion different shards on the ground, but unfortunately, El Reifert doesn't fall for it.
Didn't even roll for that.
No, he doesn't need to.
He might have, like, true sight or something.
Fools, this is a part of me! And then he's going to make a swing for Sibo. So, Sibo, watch out, because you got a top man coming for you.
What, Sibo? Can I use acrobatics to grab him?
Why would you want to?
He's a Sibo.
I'll grab Sibo. I'll even grab El Reifert.
Oh, no, I can't stop.
What you doing?
He's swinging for you right now.
Does that stop?
That's like an attack.
Just walk out of the
Sure. We can dodge it, or we can
throw it. Just roll. At this point, we fuck it. We got no other options.
I cast shield.
Oh. El Reifert misses critically.
I don't cast shield.
So Dragonface says that we should just take out the tornado.
But in his wake, like, he swings his fist and he, like, takes down a column.
Eh, columns are pretty weak in this village.
I throw a net at him.
I feel like he's gonna just seep through the net. He's an air god.
I'm kidding, I don't throw a net at him. It's not gonna work.
I can make a door appear, kind of like portal, so I could open a door beneath it, or a pit, and make him fall.
He's probably floating.
He's not floating.
He's not
really. This is established that this is a statue. Now he's sort of like his tornado pants part is gyrating like on the ground in a circle. Right, so that's
I'm saying that means I'm yeah. saying he has to like stick near the statue is what I'm understanding, right?
He is he's controlling the statue right now.
All right, so he's not going to follow us that far. I don't think we'd run.
He'll probably have trouble.
Maybe the trick truce breaker into fighting him.
He's an image. Oh, when that's true. He's not going to fight it.
Well, and then, like, we go to where truce breaker is, like, where that smoke
we tell him, all right, I forgot this shard. Right! Alright,
we
start.
Need your help to
let's
kill
just
him.
Fucking book it. We book it.
Yeah. We book it. Alright,
We out.
So you're running through the city, and this giant statue's, like, chasing after you.
Where's Andre?
Andre's not here right now.
They're probably, like, off doing shit.
Everyone, like, is fucking avoiding this thing, because, one, they know it's the deity of the island, and, two, it's a giant goddamn statue. So, they're, like everyone's staying out of the way as you guys are running down, like, the main alleyway, the main concourse, and everyone's like, oh, fuck! And this thing is, like, slamming into walls and, like, breaking down buildings to get to you guys.
That's not a good plan. Okay, we're running.
Let's eat the shard again.
Do we get to Duck Face?
Okay. Mazzetto, roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, geez, she's the slowest of us. Take Mazzetto!
Uh-oh. 4.
Crushed.
Can I use acrobatics to grab him?
Well, you have to see that he falls behind first.
Oh, no!
So El Reifert is going to make a swing at you. We're going to see if that actually works before you try and save
him. It's like a Mario Party game.
Oh, he got a 5. No, you're fine. Why am I rolling like shit today?
Because he's a statue.
Yeah, he's a statue. You're made of rocks. Alright, Mazzetto, roll me another dexterity saving throw. Let's see if you can get out of there.
4.
Oh, no!
You got -1.
Yeah. Mazzetto's beard gets stuck under a boulder.
He's like, pretty weird.
Not my beard. Alright, Lenny, go ahead and roll and see if you can get him out of there.
Would this be... I'm imagining a sleight of hands to pull out that beard.
Sure.
Now.
Yeah. Acrobatics or sleight of hands, fine.
Ooh, that's not great. 11.
Oh, what's your... is that 11 plus your...
No,
modifier?
Total.
Oh, jeez. So Lenny go back, she's like,
okay, I'm grabbing onto Mazzetto, because I'm strong.
No, you're grabbing onto Lenny, who's grabbing onto Mazzetto.
Okay, give me the dice, babe.
I'm not pulling, I'm gracefully.
Not grace! No, I can bust it. It's
everyone's
10. It is 10.
Everyone's trying to save Mazzetto.
This is just like me getting stuck in the honey.
So,
oh, yeah, it is.
So,
Tony used Mage Hand.
Three of you guys are utterly cornered right now, but you're close enough to the entrance and you hear a voice. Well, that's quite enough. And El Reifert just stops.
Oh my gosh, Boss Bogan.
No.
No.
Hey, wait there, brother.
You thought I was dead.
I got better. Right. You ain't no god to me, boy. I will rip you apart!
Okay.
Rip him up!
Muscle Man Randy Savage shows up.
No, it's me, Truce Breaker. Now, I don't suppose this means you're breaking the truce, are you? El Reifert looks up to him and he looks down at you cowering at his feet and he's like, "Fine! I will fight them when they get here! Truce Breaker, this isn't over." And so, a strike.
We ain't going anywhere.
A strike of lightning hits El Reifert's statue and it falls and crumbles.
There are two emeralds, right?
There's two emeralds.
I'd like to grab them.
Alright, Lenny grabs two emeralds.
Is Truthmaker real?
Lenny's grabbed the master emeralds. I mean, you don't know that.
How can he be real if his eyes are on?
Good point. SIBO magic check? I think that's correct.
Realize. Oh, man. Well, it seems you guys have gotten into quite a mess. Why did you talk to the statue, if I may ask?
We wanted to mock him.
That's a fair reason.
I didn't even have to persuade.
That probably plays into Truthbreaker's personality so well that you don't have to.
You know enough about Dragonface. He's unpleasant enough to do that.
Well, I'm glad he didn't actually kill you, because then we'd be back to square one and probably destroy the fabric of the universe. So that's probably good that that didn't happen. Anyway, do you have something for me?
I give him the dick rock, which I still have.
That's funny. That's you're a real charmer, Dragonface.
We got some five you.
I'll hand over the shard.
No, I don't know if we should.
Time for this.
I do it anyway.
SIBO's like, fuck her.
Bad idea. Alright.
So,
SIBO probably gets off on fucking, like, wizard battles anyway. He's just like, if I beat the high ranked wizard, my wizard boner goes up.
Roll for wizard boner! Alright, what happens?
So SIBO Mage Hand? Or just normally giving it
to I just throw it towards
him. Alright, so, Truce Breaker reaches up to catch it, but he, like, fumbles with it. He's like, oh, shit! And falls on the ground. He's like, slowly picks it up like nothing happened.
Which one of us is going to say awkward? Who's in character? I feel like I'm too smooth.
Fucking idiot!
just a gaw. Yeah. Shut up. Alright, I'm gonna... Okay, so here's what's gonna happen. I can't really... how do I do this? Alright, you guys head back east, a little bit to the south, near the Cliffs of Insanity, which you probably see on your map. And there you will find my tower, and we can talk there about how you're going to end this...
Wait a second. We already just said we would get you the four shards and we'd get our dicks back.
Yes, but I need to give you the thing that the four shards makes.
Is it a gun?
No.
Is it a crystalline dick?
I wish. I mean, no.
Yeah, how phallic-shaped is this tower going to be?
He's pretty phallic-shaped.
Imagine. Overcompensating, am I right, guys?
Oh my god.
I don't think he has one, so yeah, I would assume. I think
well,
we already addressed
this is him in his physical form, right?
Yes?
Can we walk with you?
Oh,
I just want to get to know you, babe.
Fine, as long as I don't have to ride the duck.
You do have to ride the duck. You can ride a dog, which we have.
It's never on the boat. You can ride the owl. And
shit. I'm on a boat. Alright, so anyway, alright, let's go. Can we just go there?
Yep.
Okay. Are we there?
No. So the three of you,
I'd like to take a short rest, because I'm really fucked up.
You can't really do that while walking.
Let me just... heal! Dragon Face is hit with a healing beam that, like, feels like a thousand sonic booms.
I feel great!
Yeah, I assume he would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Sonic Boom, Master Emeralds, I like this episode.
Oh, man. So the four of you with Truce Breaker walking next to you, a duck
we're
face
the
and
four
Tom.
Best friends.
Also, Namie's here.
Good. And our ninja.
And I think our cats.
Yeah, where are the cats?
I thought we brought everyone to the war.
Yeah, I think we did. No, you did not take the cats.
Okay. All right,
you wished you had the cats there last time.
Okay.
We did bring Naimi, though, and the ninja.
Naimi was part of the Kutoa, and you're like, hey, Naimi, we need you. And he was like, finally!
That sounds too insane to be Naimi.
Yeah, he's right. Okay, so you're walking next to the frogman. With the duck slowly just trotting behind you, getting distracted constantly by like butterflies and human
flesh. That's why he has blinders on.
Duck blinders, I forgot. That's a thing we decided.
He's got them, so that's canon.
So you're walking alongside Truce Breaker right now. And Tony, can you hand me a dice?
What kind of dice?
A 20-sided. You probably didn't think this was gonna happen again, but who's ready for some random battles?
Yeah, Truce Breaker to kill me.
Okay, let's see. You got 11.
He wrote 15 random battles. He's better go through before he starts the campaign.
He just okay.
We got Truce Breaker with us.
Yeah. It's like a level 50 going back to the tutorial island in the video game.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, let me just open up the Word doc here. Don't look at it.
He was talking about his penis.
That's a level 3 Pidgey. I mean, I have this Dragonite.
I'm pretty sure I know what 11 is, and I'm pretty sure it's retarded. Okay. It's opening.
We'll cut this out.
No, I won't. Keep
it in. And Tony's yawn.
I'll just replay it 1,000 times. Make a dubstep remix.
Oh, that's not for what.
Is dubstep still popular?
I'm not sure. No, I
feel like it's like well died off.
I'm so old, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it died off when like Bruce Jenner.
What year did TF2 come out, Andrew? 2008.
I thought it was 2007.
Oh, it's 9 years old.
Where's TF3 at?
That's what we're all wondering.
Pretty much is TF3 now.
Fucking Ratchet and Clank came out in like 2000. And
yeah, they made a sequel to that.
Movie.
Oh, that's so weird.
It's just weird.
But it's in the...
That's Sly Cooper, which I never even saw. Does that even come out?
No. No, that didn't come out in the second trailer.
Yeah. You got the trailer and then just... Never happened. Okay. So... God damn it. Yeah, so this was written for you guys when you were level 1.
That's okay.
As you, Trucebreaker, Naimi, and Duckface are all walking, you hear a slight laughter coming from...
The fairy dragon again?
No.
I hope it's this laughter we're hearing.
You hear a slight laughter coming from across the hills. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Okay. From over the hill,
anticipate.
You see four hyenas.
Is it like the Lion King hyenas?
Yeah, except they don't talk. Oh. Everyone roll for initiative, and by that I mean Truce Breaker kills them with his brain.
Thanks, man. I'd like to search the bodies.
They're decimated.
We got something cool from the fairy dragon.
No, Shoesbreaker, like
they're
wiggled.
Pretty much red paste.
Yeah, wiggled his finger, and like the wind, like turned into several blades, and like cut them into small chunks. Which dragon face then ate?
Hey, Shoesbreaker, we usually like to keep the corpses so I can salvage them and sell things.
I gotta give Truthbreaker a high five and then go, ooh, let's try and move my hand out of the way.
I always fall for that one. This is why I don't like people.
Have you met our friend Naimi?
He's probably just like looking upward, like with his stupid blindfold on.
Wait a minute, so Truthbreaker is a frog person, right?
Yeah, I assume.
And all those things that we just killed were frog people.
Yeah.
Are they related? No. Like they don't look exactly.
They're like,
No.
We're related Chinese people. Like,
Truthbreaker
is
alike,
but you're not.
I know all frog people look alike.
These frog the bullywogs have green skin, and Truthbreaker has a frog like sort of face, like his eyes are sort of frog like and he's got a slit nose. But beyond that, he's like all human.
Oh, girl, so he's like pale? Like a human.
He's
color?
Like his skin is like blue, green, blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'd be really gross if he was Caucasian.
No, but not like that. No. Then he's got those crazy like lightning bolt scars. But you can't see them because they're under his robe of the Magi.
That's why I forgot, because I haven't seen them.
You have seen them when he was taking the bath. Oh, gross. All right, let's roll another one!
I rolled it for getting that.
So, the four of you, including Trucebreaker, Mamie, and the duck, come across a small town with a group of villagers... with a group of villagers sort of in a circle. I never saw Trucebreaker being a part of any of this. This is hilarious. Okay.
Can I get an inspiration point or a plot point for that?
No.
All I'm saying is we would have had to fight some hyenas right now.
Dragon Mazzetto could have killed them by himself, I have no doubt. Do the four of you approach or do you keep walking?
Don't care, we'll address this.
Use the orb and call him.
Oh, yeah, I'd totally do that.
Rub the orb. hold on, let me see. Do you guys have the... No, the character sheets. I need to see Trucebreaker's spell list. Oh, God. You want to hand these back to Mazzetto, the first mate? Bob, Pickle,
Trucebreaker?
Where's Blindy at?
Trucebreaker?
She left.
I don't know, why isn't she coming back?
Because I was in here. No.
I think we have
she's
to
probably go. Gone for a while.
Remember, she had something with Elric.
On to our next campaign.
Oh, no.
Alright, so...
No, our next campaign is Gigs Outback.
Look at all. I hate that guy.
Dude, that was a better version of you.
More lucky, at least.
Yeah, definitely more lucky.
Hitting chandeliers.
Oh, yeah, no, it didn't
that
work
was
out.
Awkward. Almost used a plot point to drop the chandelier.
Such a good plan.
It wasn't a human that he could slice in half, so he wasn't motivated.
Alright, so Trucebreaker looks at Dragon Face touching the orb with this stupid look on his face, like, and he snaps his fingers, and Dragon Face is sent into a tornado. He's going to be stuck there for the next few turns.
What the hell?
That's his spell. It's one of his warlock spells.
Oh no.
Can I roll a check against that?
No.
Can I have plot points and not do that?
No.
Can I do a perception on Trucebreaker, like, just to see how strong this guy is?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, you don't do that. Sibo does that.
Because he's a wizard or he's magically inclined. What am I rolling, though?
You can roll either Arcana or just a straight perception check.
Arcana, for sure.
Okay.
16.
So, Sibo tries to delve into Trucebreaker's intense, mysterious, magical mysteries. And he notices that Trucebreaker is absolutely crackling with magic in a sort of untamed manner. Like, he looks with his wizard eyes, which are different from his people eyes, and he sees, like, just, like, sparks of
detective vision.
Yeah. Arcanum, like jumping off his skin.
So is this guy, like, twice as strong as the other most magical thing we've seen, or strongest thing we've seen?
So Sibo?
I don't know.
Is he twice as strong as Sibo? Sibo, what do you think?
He is probably, like... Well, I don't know. How does he compare to my power level?
Well, your power's definitely more organized,
mm-hmm.
and, like, it's you can probably conceal it a lot better than he does,
mm-hmm.
but if he's trying to conceal it, Sibo might be thinking that he's trying to, like, conceal it, in which case he's like, oh, shit, this guy's really strong.
Okay, yeah, so he's probably pretty swole in the magic department.
We have Dragon Face solo him.
Yeah, essentially. Until he, like, teleports away and then we get fucked by ranged magic.
Oh,
or he could fly and then we get fucked by
ranged magic. I know we tell Dragon Face to and laugh as he dies.
I think I would understand he's pretty strong. He's put me into a tornado. So
I don't know. You've ignored some clues before.
Like what?
So do they approach? I can't make decisions anymore.
So yeah, you're currently like stuck in midair, sort of like screaming. Maybe are you screaming?
Nope.
Nope.
Laughing.
Do we have any reason to go to the village, Chess?
I don't care, but I walk away from Dragon Face.
I was gonna roleplay, but no. Gotta be putting a tornado for turns.
Sibo, thoughts on the village?
Which village?
The village we just
one approached. We just walked to.
Let's keep going.
It looks like a nice village, but we'll move on.
Oh, thank God. I didn't want to talk to anyone else.
Now I can't walk, though.
Am I still in the tornado?
You can ask Truce Breaker.
What does this village look like?
It's not anything special. It's a little hobble with a couple huts. Some farm fields.
Like normal-sized human buildings?
Yeah.
Normal architecture?
Yeah. They're all humans, as far as you can tell.
Yeah, fuck it. Sounds boring.
I asked Truce, hey, am I done yet?
You gotta shut up.
Am I done yet?
Truce Breaker snaps his fingers again and the tornado dissipates, leaving you to fall on your ass.
Well, that was fun.
I had a good time, guys.
No blowjob joke on that one.
We'll put it in the
something wind.
Something tornado. Sucking, spinning something.
Okay, well, we're just gonna move on up to the tower then, because this giant phallus is coming into view. It's a large obsidian building. That's like,
is it a big black dick?
It's like literally like looks like it was like brought from somewhere else and like pierced through the ground, penetrated the ground.
Penetrating, huh?
The ground around it sort of like shattered and it's kind of tilted, like it was sort of put there sloppily. But that's probably something Truce Breaker would do anyway.
Hey, Truce Breaker, where are you from?
As a person, I... Gosh, chuck of butterscotch. Why do you ask, Lenny?
Because your tower seems like it's buried up through the earth.
That is very true, and I should probably fix that.
So where are you from?
Are we going to have this conversation?
Right? Yeah, you want to know about me, but I'd like to know about you.
Well, see, I am formerly a warlock from the Land of the Eternal King, which is a fairly large island on the western...
Is that penis-shaped, too?
No. On the western continent of Renna.
Can I see if he's telling the truth?
Sure.
What would that be?
Why do you even care?
Insight.
Well, I feel like there's some reference we're missing with the tower.
You didn't see the map of Renob yet, but it exists.
We're not even in Renob?
17.
You're in Renob, but this is an island.
17?
Yeah, Truce Breaker's not lying as far as you can tell.
Okay. He's from an island.
Yeah, he's from another island. It's a big place.
So let's
it's always fall there for some reason.
Let's go in that tower and get our wishes granted.
Right. Well, not yet. You have to actually do the thing.
Thing?
Kill the god, and you think he'd fight for God?
You said you... Wait, what? Why can't you
get the shots, kill the god. Very simple, Dragon Face.
Which god?
You ask him, oh my god.
Which god?
Who's god?
That dick, El Rifer, you're supposed to kill him.
The fish people think we're a god.
Yes, my masters!
I pet Navy. He needs it.
They are messiahs of Carl.
Alright, so give us this giant gun.
I don't have a...
What's the name of that Transformer who turned into a gun?
In the original series?
Yeah.
That was Big Bad. What's his face?
Is it Megatron?
Yeah.
Was it Megatron that turned into a gun?
In the original one, he turns into a gun.
That's so funny.
With the scope.
Yeah. He turned into a gun.
Would he fire himself?
Yeah. He like would transform into the gun, fire it. And he could fire it just like as his arm, but then he could also transform and fire it like in midair.
He turns into a big pistol. It's hilarious. Anyway.
It's not a disguise at all. Who wouldn't see a 40-foot tall a pistol and be like, oh, that's a robot.
They didn't disguise themselves that often in the main series. They were just like, we're robots.
The subtitles in disguise!
Energon cubes.
So the four of you follow Trucebreaker, seemingly, or are you going to stay outside?
Yeah, I'll follow.
Yeah.
So the four of you follow Trucebreaker into the obsidian tower. As he enters, he snaps his fingers again, and around the entire tower, lamps light as you walk through it.
The old area... light switches for that. But...
The old light switches.
The first room, it's a big circular room, so you can only assume that it keeps going like that as it goes up. The first room you enter filled with packed crates of various different things. You can't really tell that they're marked with some mysterious type symbols, but I probably need to rate that with our check or something. Sibo or Mizzetto.
What?
Not Dragon.
What language are they in?
Draconic?
Would this be history?
They're in a language that you can't really read.
Are they like more like magic runes then?
Yeah, definitely.
Arcana.
Oh, I rolled high. I rolled a 25.
Oh, wow. Sibo notices that these are all... again, the language of the djinn, of spirits.
They have boxes in genie lamps? For lamps?
Trucebreaker starts heading up the big spiral staircase that's going around the town. He's like, I'm sorry about the mess. I don't usually get visitors, and I've done a little bit of packing recently, so if you don't mind, let's continue up to my study.
What's all this genie shit?
Trucebreaker looks at Sibo. He's like, I don't got no genie shit.
This shit's genie shit. I recognize it. It's whatever. I'll talk about it later. Sure.
Where's the last time we saw genie shit?
We guessed his spell was a genie thing. Because he said a spell to heal somebody.
Oh, okay.
And I asked Sibo to
translate. It was related to Elroy for this.
Ooh, that'd be great.
Dragon Face remembered a thing.
One thing.
Remembered one thing.
How did we see him and the statue together? Sweet. Speed illusion?
A speed illusion.
Yeah,
speed mirage.
It was me, Dragon Face.
I pooped your pants.
I pooped your pants.
That actually happened, so cool.
So you continue up the tower. There's a second floor on your way there, but it's completely empty with a big sigil burned into the center of the ground.
Would I roll a cut to the chase?
Just keep doing what you're doing, Chris. It's great.
We're gonna keep walking up the stairs now.
Okay.
There are six more flights of stairs for that.
Yeah. Dragonface finds himself walking up a Mario 64 like staircase. With the light, it's pencil light.
Yeah, I stepped on it. Didn't feel good.
At the end, he sees a picture of a big titted dragon woman, but then it turns into Bowser. He's like, and then he falls into the ground. No, none of that. Okay. Finally, you reach the third floor, what seems to be the final floor of the big tower. And the distance you seem to have walked seems a lot shorter than the actual tower, but. Sibo could probably tell is a bit of a wizard magic to make him walk less distance. So, you get to the final tower. It seems to be Trucebreaker's study. Or, the final room.
Burn it down.
Burn just all of his fucking magical texts.
I feel like
it'll take years to replace him.
Like, he would just put out the fire, like, immediately.
So yeah, there's some wind bullshit.
There's a bunch of books, like, magical texts. There's a bed that's well-made and seems to have never been slept in. And then there's, like, a bunch of... Like, there's a magically growing tree that has a bunch of fruit growing from it. In the very center.
Of fruit, so...
It's got some fruit.
What kind of fruit?
It's, like, a yellow type of fruit that you've never seen before.
Where's all your soda at?
It's in the fridge.
Oh, wow. That's a new place for it.
Yeah. It's cold and shit.
I'm sorry, is that it?
That was it, yeah.
What kind of fruit is that?
It's from my...
Passion fruit. Mm. Passion game. Mm.
You gay? You gay? It's from my homeland.
Where's that?
Dude. Can we gleam over this? This isn't really important. I eat the stuff. It's good.
I like fruit.
You want one?
Is it, well, like, maybe evil or something?
No, it's fruit.
I'll make you gay.
I'll try one.
Okay.
What's it taste like?
My job, last time I had fruit up a tree, it turned me to, like, intelligence points 2 down.
Yeah, Lenny gets bit by a snake. No. Lenny grabs... Are you tasting it? Actually?
Yeah.
Lenny grabs the odd, sort of lemon-like fruit, but it's got hard skin like an apple, and takes a bite. And he really likes it. It tastes good.
So a yellow apple.
And no, it's very citrusy, but an also orange. The inside is very hard.
Okay. Do I like it?
Yes, Lenny likes it. Okay. As far as I know, he's not allergic.
Come on, grab some more.
The juice breaker's like, yeah, take as much as you want, man. I don't care.
Thanks, dog.
So, Truce Breaker brushes off some books off his desk. And on the desk, there sits the three other shards.
Good. I'm glad he was keeping them so safe.
I'm taking 5 Laffles, by the way.
Laffles? I like that. It's fine. The three other shards. Truce Breaker looks at the last one and he notices, like, he sniffs it. He's like, it smells like vomit.
It was Mazzetto.
Vomit, blood, and bile.
Mazzetto tried to swallow it.
Well, we're just going to gleam past that. Truce Breaker.
Truce Breaker, I have a question.
What?
Well, you didn't turn him into a tornado.
You rubbed my goddamn orb like 1,000 times during this goddamn adventure.
Shh. Don't let them know I'm rubbing your orb. Winks.
What do you want, Lenny?
Where are you from? How come the third crystal had a crack in it?
It seems to have been damaged. Well, see, I think I might have explained this. I don't really remember, but... These shards, these are all pieces of a god. A god.
The god MacGuffin?
Specifically.
The great.
There are parts of El Reifert that I broke off during our last engagement that tore open a fabric of the universe. That you seem to have walked into.
Do you have chips?
Oh.
Do you have chips?
That does sound like Dragon Face.
I don't have chips.
In-game and out-of-game.
They're in the covered thing.
Yeah, it's covered.
The Lazy Susan.
Do you have, like, peanut butter for the last ones? Crunchy if you have it. This is in-game.
No.
Well.
God damn it.
You're not a great host. You're not... Sorry, that is addressed to...
I'm not here to entertain you.
Then why invite us over, Truth Breaker?
Because I gotta give you the thing if you give me a second. You keep asking questions.
Excuse me for being genuinely interested in you.
Excuse me.
Truth Breaker.
So back to character. Yep. So it was broken in your battle, and the other three, they were fine?
I don't doubt it.
Oh, that's pretty
stop asking
work.
Stupid questions,
Donnie. Well,
make sure we don't have to find a piece of the shard.
Let's go get them. He'll tell us if we do. I have no doubt.
No, Lenny's right. I have another quest for you. No, fuck you guys. Anyway,
how do we make the gun?
Give me a second. So Truce Breaker sits on his bed and has the four shards levitating around him. And he sort of sits in meditation for a moment as the shards circle him. And he opens his hand, and all four shards converge into one spot on the very center. And they go into Truce Breaker's hands, and they turn into a very thin piece of glass that sort of colored all those different colors that all the shards were in a sort of opaque, like a tie-dye, you know? And Truce Breaker holds it up, he's like,
oh, bless him.
Sure. This is the thing. Alright, so in order to properly kill this god, you have to rob him of his mortality. And in order to do that, you must discover his true name.
Is it Truce Breaker?
It's not Truce Breaker.
That was an error, god. Is it Aragon? I guess this is Aragon.
No.
They never told us his true name.
Dragonface, stop breaking the fourth wall.
So fragile, though.
And it's Scooby-Doo.
Does he have a TV and Scooby-Doo DVDs?
Oh, wait. It's it is Tornado Pants, isn't it?
No. Fuck you. So, in order to finish the deed, you gotta complete this shit. I was supposed to keep my hands off. So, discover his weakness, exploit it, myrtleize him, rape stab him.
Question.
What?
So what happens if you break this truce?
Well, the truce was mostly self-inflicted, to be honest.
So nothing.
You saw... Oh my god.
I like to persuade him with my cheap chicken noises.
You can try, yeah, go ahead. It's not even a D20. Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I mean,
True Spraker gives a middle finger.
You're like, alright, I nearly broke the universe before. But sure, you want me to come with? I can end existence if you want. By fighting a deity.
Not existing is better than dealing with this bullshit.
Agreed. Now let's get it over with.
So Truthbreaker...
So what do we have to do with this glass?
Truthbreaker stands in front of Dragonface with the shard for a moment. He looks at the shard, he looks at Dragonface.
No.
He hands him to SIBO.
I start juggling it.
SIBO drops a shard, breaks forever.
Sleep. Sleight of hand to take it from SIBO. Okay.
You can try. Oh.
15.
Lenny snags the shard. The...
Hang on, I'm opposing that with my sleight of hand. Fuck.
Lenny grabbed the MacGuffin from SIBO. Lenny,
don't worry, short guy, I got
it. Dragonface, can you roll me a perception? And Lenny, can you roll me a sleight of hand?
12 plus
22.
Okay.
0. 12.
Alright, thank you. Nothing happened.
Okay.
As far as I know. Oh no. Anyway.
So that my name on it? Is that my true name on it?
Do you have a true name?
Well, I think that's what you just were implying. Because you yelled it up to me and handed it to SIBO.
No, because he hates you.
Held up to me for what?
No, he was standing in front of you. He was,
eyeing you up. He was like, not responsible enough. And then he handed it
over. I got it.
Yeah.
So how do we find this true name?
Well, all you gotta do...
Rumpelstiltskin.
Do you know it? Like, if we guess it, would you tell us?
I have a theory, but I don't have
concrete... Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, no. He's not any wrestler name.
That was worth a shot.
Hulk Hogan, much greater.
I guess
it's
the right answer.
He's much greater.
Is it Bob?
It's not Bob or Steve.
Damn right.
Boobs.
They were the secret. He's Barbadox. Captain Barbadox.
Bumbox. Oh my god, no. He died and then he got possessed by a ghost and then died again.
So how does this thing show real names? I do ask that.
Well... And for most things, if you point it towards it, it will reveal the truth about it. But El Reifert is a deity, and something specific. So, on a very specific place in his very specific castle, there is his name written in ancient glyphs. There, you will have to solve it for yourself.
Can we read the glyphs?
Through the shard.
Okay. I use sleight of hand to take it from Lenny.
Okay.
I got 11 plus 1, 12.
What was this? I'm sorry, what is this, constitution or what?
Probably whatever you're trying to oppose it with. Probably sleight of
hand.
Hand.
That'd be 20.
Jeez. No, I was like flipping it in his fingers while Dragonface is trying to.
He falls over as I'm doing it.
I whisper to Lenny then. Find out Truthbreaker's real name.
Yeah, I was gonna say point it at Truthbreaker.
Point at Truthbreaker.
I stealthily point at Truthbreaker.
Okay,
like
so...
Like a cell phone, like slowly slipping it up, like...
Oh, I'm just checking my text. Don't bother me.
So, Lenny Swift Hands looks at Truthbreaker through the shard. And, if you recall, do you recall that picture of Truthbreaker from before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
he wasn't a gross frogman.
So,
where do we see this?
So when his nobies discovered, like, were doing research, they're like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's what truth looks like. Alright, so you look through the shard and you see that figure standing before you, except, standing right behind him, he's a much larger, figure.
Possessed by Elric.
How do we kill him?
You know what? I think I know what's going on.
Oh, is he possessed by the ghost thingy that's been haunting me?
No, it's how warlocks work.
Oh, okay.
Kind of. I'm not gonna go further. But it's a larger figure, about twice his size and width, that's sort of attached to his back. It's a big old frog man. But it's like,
let's go to the gym.
But it's wearing very regal robes.
And do I learn his true name from this?
Probably not. That's just his true nature.
Oh, I thought the crystal gave me their true name.
That's how you figure out El Reifert's identity.
We have to plant the weird runes.
So how do we kill?
I thought I said usually for most people at points
it reveals the truth.
And that's the truth.
Oh, okay, but
point it at me.
I point at Dragonface.
You see a dwarf.
Whoa. I point at Mazzetto.
You see another dwarf.
Sibo,
what does he see?
Oh, God. What would he see? Probably a much more sane Sibo, but with a crown on.
I find him weird pointing at myself.
Like, before people died, like, how great he was.
I find a mirror and I point at myself. Selfie.
What does Elaine see?
You tell me. Ooh, you already gave me a girlfriend. I thought you had my whole bag.
You chose mine. What the hell? I would have said, either complete psychopath, or, like...
You already gave me your backstory, which is, he secretly wants to be a dwarf. That's why he hates him.
That's so funny.
I think, basically, Mazzetto's dad, except me, like, crime boss. That's how I would see myself.
And that's how he
wants
it
reveals
to see
the truth.
Yeah, that's how I perceive myself, I thought. So.
Well,
no, it's
that's
the truth about you, not your perception of you.
Yeah, I assume it's a very sad-looking Lenny.
Then I'm an acrobat. An acrobat in the circus. That's
because Lenny, the things Lenny does, is like he's like, oh, it's one big adventure, guys, but like it seems like he's running from something.
I didn't get that reading at all.
Well, you're you.
My character.
I'm
just a scared little half-elf wearing my gymnast clothes from the circus.
Well, that's what I got from the character. If you don't like that, you can just say no.
No, whatever. I see a little kid crying.
Yeah, that's good.
Ooh, that's messed up.
So...
Mazzetto drove him to crime, essentially.
Mazzetto's like the only one that doesn't have a dark... herself.
Any different? It's just a reflection. Okay.
With a shorter beard.
Funny if he pointed it at him and he had jewels in his beard.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, my whole village burned down, pretty much.
But are you any different than how you are now? Pretty much no.
I would guess that I'm a bit more aggressive than I was when we started.
So he's a frowning Mazzetto.
No. Where's this castle?
I would like to, before that, how do we use this thing to kill him? Like, we get his name and then what?
Oh, yeah.
Just speak his name before him, and hopefully that'll get rid of his mortality.
Is it John Cena?
It's not John Cena.
That's exactly what I thought. And his name is John Cena!
Oh, that would have been... I rolled look around the office to see if we can find Truth Baker's true name in the office, because this is his castle.
Do you think that'll... I mean, you could try, yeah.
Let's just go.
Natural 20.
That's a 1. Dragonface, what the fuck are you doing? Don't touch my things.
I also got natural 1.
Then get downstairs, all of you, right now.
Natural 20!
You're already downstairs. You searched the empty room with the glyph on the floor. Congratulations, fuck you.
Pointed at these genie boxes.
Huh?
Pointed at the genie boxes.
Perceive the genie box?
No, point the thing at the genie box.
I thought I could only do it at people. Okay, yeah, point at the genie boxes.
You look at the genie boxes, and the glyphs slowly rearrange into an American common. They read kitchen, bathroom, basement, Christmas stuff.
I have a question. You said that you were just packing up. Are you leaving?
Well, I just got here.
Oh, you said packing up.
Well, not really. I was gone for a 2-month sabbatical. Now I'm back.
Christmas stuff.
Where'd you go? Celebrate Christmas.
Well, I went to check on my older homeland.
It's like K-R-I.
Where's that?
Well, you already looked at me through the thing, so I suppose I can be honest and just say, I'm obviously not...
I did it stealthily.
I saw you. I'm not stupid. I gave you the thing.
I'm a rogue.
Man, you're a stupid rogue. Idiot.
There's your sentence.
So obviously I'm not pure man. See, back before L. Reifert got his so-called deityship, part of me was a lot stronger than it used to be.
Old age makes fools of us all.
I know. Am I?
Were you more or less froggy?
I was a lot less human, but. Somehow, someone decided, being a deity, you just do a quest or some shit, and I got pushed out and put into this guy, and now I'm stuck here. I can't seem to get back home.
Who is this guy?
I don't need your sass.
Delicious.
SIBO's eating... like twigs and shit.
Jerky.
With Sergio and feeding him.
Berries.
Berries. Treacle.
What was the name of this guy that you're possessing?
I don't care.
Oh. Poor guy.
As far as I
can remember, he was a huge asshole. So.
Well, I look over at Dragonface and like raise my eyebrows. Been dealing with a lot of those.
Am I right?
Dragonface is pooping on the floor.
He's scooting his butt like a dog.
Alright, let's get out.
Where's this castle?
Alright, well, if you look at your map,
penis castle.
It's a very phallic shaped part of the map. Very northern.
Castle Autumn?
Yeah, that was. That
I look
was...
at the camera and say, it's about to have a great fall.
I'd say we. That's good. Also, I say we take the boat all the way around and just secret ninja like storm the castle.
That sounds good. Truthbreaker, can we take the boat there?
You cannot.
Why not?
Well,
shoot it with lightning.
I was able to properly conceal it when I went to get my discount adventurers, which have turned out fabulously, as you could see. But
yeah, pretty great.
But I no longer have the parts that spell requires, so you're probably just gonna have to walk there, I'm afraid.
Okay.
You can't teleport us?
We got a duck.
We do have a duck.
You have that disgusting, hideous creature.
You take that back.
Maybe Duckface is his weakness. He seems to hate you.
Face.
I think ducks eat frogs, so...
Anywho.
You know what happens to a frog when they're struck by lightning?
The same thing that happens to everything else?
Yes.
Thank you, X2. Okay. So, it's in Castle Autumn. Is there anything else you need?
I could...
GP?
Yeah, gold is good. Also, way better armor if you got it.
I have neither of those things.
What can you give us?
Can you make it out of magic?
I don't know. Do you have something I can enchant?
I have a giant trident.
Oh, I have a pirate coat and a pirate hat.
All right, well.
Enchant you real good.
Okay.
I'm going to swap out my, also this hand axe I have yet to use for the giant trident.
All right, I need the stats for that. Give me a moment. Forgot to give them to you last time.
I'll drop the fucking. I'll sell them or something.
It's 1d6 plus 8 piercing.
20 is what?
1d6 plus 8 piercing.
Oh, nice.
So, like, you can't really roll as high as your other tridents, and you can only use one at a time, or like one attack, because it's a big trident, but it's pretty much guaranteed to be a good hit.
Make up for my adventurers.
The big trident, I want that enchanted.
Is that what we agree on?
Oh, you can only do one thing for all of us?
I'm going to throw him my 10-foot pole.
Enchanted! 12-foot pole.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It just changes from, like, a 10-foot pole to an 11-foot pole in the back.
I think we should
armor. Truthmaker looks at the pole, and he holds it upward, and, like a blinding light comes from it, and he hands it back. It's got a nice wood finish.
Nice.
So, can you give us duck armor? Because we could use some...
Fine, why not? Do you have any metals for me to craft such a thing
didn't
with?
Didn't somebody pick that up?
No.
Was that it?
He already turned that in.
Fuck, I have a crystal doorknob.
Give me that doorknob, baby.
No, I want to keep that.
That's too bad.
I have some orange...
Oh, no, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to strip down to my ye olde underpants and throw on my robe.
Oh, yeah, I have T-Rex skin. That'll work.
T-Rex skin.
That's the most badass
thing ever. I assume it's tough. So scaly.
So you're like throwing in this giant, like,
sparing him in shit.
Yeah, like, this thing is.
Enchant there's no enchant there's
pirate code. Pirate code. Pirate code.
Okay, well, alright, here, let's see what I can do. Everyone go outside for a moment, except Mazzetto.
No.
We stay, we can chill. You seem like a pretty chill guy who hasn't pissed me off yet.
Oh, yeah.
So, you all are gonna go outside now, okay?
Yeah. Definitely.
Except Mazzetto, because he's cool. He's like, alright, Mazzetto, what's up with these guys?
They're all douchebags, except for that zero. I can't hear it, but my captain's hat, like, lets me sense my roommates, and I get really hurt.
You can feel your heart break.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know why, but I'm like, oh.
All right. Well, do you want me to enchant anything?
Can you enchant the slapper's amulet I have?
Yeah, yes, this is way easier than making fucking duck armor.
I know, stupid dragon face.
I assume they both love me on the inside.
Alright. Yeah, hold on.
So he grabs the amulet, his eyes like glow and he's like,
take your shot now.
Just stab him.
And he puts his other hand above it and he like zaps it. He hands it back to you. He's like,
this, if you wear it, will save you from one lethal attack and then it will break. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Fuck okay. No. Make it permanent.
Are there any chandeliers in his house?
There are not.
Just
plot point.
There is now a chandelier. Get rid of the plot point.
No, I'm not plot point.
Oh,
I take facts.
I never said I was joking. We all know I was joking. This big trident kind of sucks dick, though. Like,
well, it's got a lot of guaranteed damage on it.
That's true. Like, I guess you can throw it that one and then use it.
Well, you probably can't throw it because it's heavier.
Wow.
It's a two-handed one.
It's still better than a fucking hand axe, though.
It is better than a hand axe, I'll give you that.
His like foot gets stuck. He's like, I don't know what you have to do. Let me just poke it with the giant trident.
So now I've got like two giants, and one giant trident on my back. I assume Duckface is carrying the giant one while I like roll around with these.
Now we're carrying it.
All right. Well, let's get to Penis Island.
So okay, so a bunch of medical shit happens essentially. And Truthbreaker drags out this giant, leathery, like, T-Rex. He's like, all right, put this shit on your duck. And sweet then he hands Sabo his gross, unwashed wizard robes. He's like, this shit smells, but you can use it to fly. Here you go.
What?
Yes.
What? Like, permanently?
No. Only for one turn.
Whatever that equivalent
okay,
is.
Okay, I fly immediately.
Isn't it nice to fly?
Oh my god, he's the evil team.
Stay in my underwear.
You want to hear some perfects?
So what?
And pirate coat?
He hands you back the pirate coat and he's like, this is already enchanted, take this back.
Oh, what about the scimitar?
Waste of a wish.
What about pirate hat?
No.
We gotta find his lamp so we can break it.
Are you a genie?
Fine. I am part genie. I don't know what I am right now, but I was once a genie, and I was also once a dude.
Is your true name Jafar?
No.
We guess at Jafar.
Is it Kazam?
It's not Kazam.
I'm out of genie names, guys.
I don't know how to play basketball. I'm very uncoordinated.
Is it Genie?
Yeah, is it from Genie from Aladdin?
Of genie.
Is it Aladdin?
Robin Williams.
Is it Robin Williams?
No.
Well, I'm out.
It doesn't hurt to spitball.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Adjusta again. Thank you for listening to the Legion of Renob episode 17. I really appreciate you coming along all these 17 episodes to watch these guys flounder about like a bunch of goofballs. So, without further ado, just a few things. Please come to legionofrenob.com to see every episode of the show or like and subscribe to us on iTunes. Your rating, rather, matters a whole lot to get us out there. Come tweet at us at Legion of Renob at our Twitter page to get a taste of communication. God damn it. And, I think that's it. I love you guys. Bye-bye. Okay, wait. Fan challenge. You ready for this? The first person to tweet at me how many words Andrew/Mazzetto said this episode gets a free bumper sticker. You heard it here first. Good luck.